Hi, thank you for calling Omax Health. Yeah. My name is Ashley. How may I help today?
Hi. I was just calling because I've submitted a couple of issues I've had with your product, and no one seems to want to talk to me about it unless I call in. So I'm calling in.
Okay. I'll be happy to assist, sir, to get that account located. May I have your name and the shipping address for your product?
My first name is Brett, B-R-E-T. Last name is Desermia, D-E-S, like Sam, E-R-M-I-A. My zip code's 48116.
Okay, and what would be that shipping address for the product?
4533 Timber Ridge Court.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Brighton.
And with that information, I did locate, it looks like an order of our Omax Multi-Max Whole Food Daily Essentials, the vitamin. Is that the product you're having an issue with?
No, and I'm trying to find, I guess I got to go to my scent. I've sent pictures twice. Someone said they weren't able to find my information that I needed to call. I'm like, I gave you the order number. How do you not have my information?
Okay.
It doesn't seem like anybody wanted to talk to me unless I called in. But I'm finding more of the defective product in the same lot, so I've stopped. I've stopped opening all of the pills from that one box. I don't know, there's probably four or five left, but I'm not going to have to inspect each one to see which ones are bad and which ones aren't. I don't know if somebody got into them or whether it's just a production problem, but I think it's important enough somebody ought to look into it, but no one really seems. if it were me, because that's the profession I'm in, I'd want that product back, and I'd want to know what was in it that made it be like that.
What's wrong with the product? I'm not understanding which product and what problem you're having with the product. If it's not the Whole Foods Daily Essentials, which product is it?
No, it's the probiotic. And I'll have to find the right email. But I've sent pictures. I've provided all the numbers, product numbers, lot numbers. I've provided it all in great detail.
Okay, sir, I'm sorry, but I don't have access to the emails you sent into the company. I'm happy to assist, but I'll need that information to better help you. So which order number is it?
I'll have to look them up because I can't. My email is in a different account right now. I'm looking. Cryo-freeze, rapid relief, cryo-freeze. I guess I'm going to have to, it looks like, let's see, what date is this? It's probably this. It would have been, view your order. I got to go. It appears to be, God, where do you put the order number on this thing? Oh, SH35090.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. That's the one back in March. So you said it's on the probiotic, and what is wrong with that product?
When I opened up the foil, one was pre-opened. To the best of my knowledge, it appeared to be open before I looked at it. The other two were sealed, so it would have had to have been something prior. It looks like some kind of liquid got inside it and turned it into like a dark brown solid that rattles inside.
Oh,
and
okay.
My real simple request was, is that something in your process? Should I be concerned? And they said, oh, we won't answer that question. You'll have to call us.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're not too helpful via email. It's not really geared for customer support issues like that. They, you know, you definitely need to speak with a live representative to take care of anything of that nature so it's done in the correct manner. Right. So what I'll do for you, sir, on that probiotic product is to process a reship. Whatever you have there, you can – I would recommend you throw it away. I wouldn't take it.
Yeah, that was my first reaction, and then I thought, I wonder if I should call the police. I don't know what it is. I don't know where it got in, but that obviously was something put either in that process. That's why I thought if you said, oh, yeah, that sounds like, you know, it might have been a moist lot or something that wasn't properly dried. That would calm my fears over someone tampering with your product, which
yes.
is a possibility.
I mean, unfortunately, we don't tamper with the product we send out. And, I mean, we have no way of knowing whom would have done so while it's en route to you. So, I mean, we couldn't really tell you what it is, what's wrong with it. All we can do is get you out more product, which I am in, you
all
know,
right.
the process of getting taken care of for you. I just all recommend right. you throw
just,
whatever that is away.
I just know in my line of work and quality, we have to analyze it and determine what it was and trace that lot number back. Every one of our products has a lot number and trace back to figure out, did we have a problem with that batch or not? We do that 100% of the time with everything we make. So I just concerned that there isn't a desire to get to the bottom of it. Either your process is no good, which is concerning because I'm taking that product, or you don't care what goes into it. I don't know what it is, but
sir, I do apologize truly that the product arrived in that manner, but honestly,
yeah.
we would not send out product in that way. I'm not too sure why it would
okay.
arrive open, damaged, something inside. Unfortunately, product can be tampered with in transit.
Yeah.
If you did correspond with somebody already by email and you sent in all that information, then they do have it and they will check into that. The only thing I can
okay.
do is to process a reship for you.
All right. I appreciate it. I wish someone would get back to me, though. But
Get back to you on what, sir?
What their investigation turned up. Otherwise, I'm going to assume they don't give a shit. That's
okay.
what I'm going to do.
I mean,
and
I'll be
I'm
happy
buying
to
the
take
product
that on
and
your
I,
account.
I want, yeah, note that, because I want someone to care about the shit that goes into my body. Is that okay?
I mean, that's completely fine with me, sir. I'll be
okay.
happy to notate your account with everything you're requesting, and I did process your reship.
All right.
So give me one moment, and I'll give you a new order number.
All right. Thank you.
Your new order number is S as in Sam, H as in Harry, -45055.
Okay. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling OMAX.
Thank
Have
you
a great day.
Help. Bye.